that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, and they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Well, Beth Mooney, Scoob, had a scintillating season, although it is hard to tell when the season starts and ends these days. There's so much cricket
being played.
It's been an incredible year for the Australian women's cricket team, though. Retained the Ashes on home soil, reclaimed the coveted World Cup in New Zealand, won gold at the Commonwealth Games over there in Birmingham as well. And as we said, a large part of that success was down to the form of Mooney, who last night claimed her second Belinda Clark medal and took home the ODI Player of the Year crown as well. Beth, good morning to you. Congratulations and welcome back to SEN.
Good morning. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Did you leave anything for anyone else last night? Or?
Oh, I was a bit shocked, to be honest, to even be in the running. So I thought Talia and Ash had a good year, and we played so much cricket. It was, you know, and had a lot of success too. So, you know, you're never really thinking that you're in the mix until they call your name, really.
Beth, when does the season start and finish?
There's a blurry line there, isn't there? I think it encompasses sort of the 12 months prior to when the awards happen. So some things are included, some aren't. But, yeah, essentially it's the back end of last summer and most of this summer. So I can't really tell. I don't know who comes up with it.
You see a lot of successful teams, Beth, no matter what the sport, you know, when they're having success, it just seems, you know, that it's a really happy environment, a happy group. That appears very much the case with the Australian women's cricket team.
Absolutely. I think I alluded to it a little bit last night. It's a great group of players and staff. And we spend a lot of time together too. We're travelling the world a lot now and not spending a whole lot of time at home. So it's really important that we're creating that kind of culture where we can enjoy each other's company, but also enjoy each other's success and put our mind toward the goal in front of us.
Beth, you spoke, one of the other things you touched on last night that caught my ear was, I guess, the bigger picture of the growth of the game. And we see it across a number of sports, thankfully, now when it comes to the women's side of things. And, I mean, your upbringing you touched on, you know, growing up in Shepparton, that, you know, back then it was a dream and it was only a dream. I mean, you had to make do with, you know, I think fielding even at fine leg just to get a game in the men's teams. I mean, the growth of the game in your time must make you feel good as well.
Yeah, I think there's no end to there's no ceiling, I guess, for where women's cricket can go. And when I was young, I certainly thought there was, and there weren't that many opportunities. But thankfully, Cricket Australia in partnership with the ACA have made sure there are plenty of opportunities, not just for the Australian women's team, but for young girls growing up and young domestic players and things like that, and Australia A programs. So there are more opportunities out there now than I can. Then I know, so I think that's the most exciting part.
So at the risk of straying into the, you know, the personal too much here, but is it possible to make a living almost exclusively from cricket now at your level, or is that still in the future?
No, absolutely. We're all full-time cricketers at the moment here in the Australian team, and the domestic system, sort of semi-professional or part-time, as we call it, but we're heading in the right direction, that's for sure. And you know, the time that we can spend to hone our skills and get the mental side of the game right and learn about each other is vastly important in making sure that we're a successful team, and we could only do that with the investment of Cricket Australia in that. So, we're very fortunate to be able to call this our job.
Beth, would you like to see more test match cricket for the women's team? You're pretty much dominated with T20s and one-day internationals. Would you like to see some more long form?
Yeah, I think there is certainly opportunity for that. We've spoken about it amongst our own group, and we'd love to be playing a lot more red ball cricket, but we've got to find the right balance between making sure it's helping other countries as well. So I think that multi-format series that we play in the Ashes, where we play three ODIs, three T20s and one test, is probably the way forward for us, getting more test matches in the calendar year. And next summer will be a good one. I think we've got a couple of those series. So, yeah, we're heading in the right direction there, but we know we're not going to be able to sell our game or grow our game if we just play 5 test match series, because that's not what we've grown up with either. So yeah, we're sort of getting there, but we'll see what happens.
So Beth, some of the numbers for the Belinda Clark, I mean, 976 runs, an outstanding, ridiculous to be honest, Scoob, 65.1 with the bat, 62, that really hot 62 in the World Cup final as well. But you've been, I guess, among the most consistent performers for a number of years now. Obviously, you claimed the award in 2021 and you've taken all before you in the WBBL. What's the key to your consistency, do you think, Beth, that you've been able to string it together, you know, back it up consistently over the last few years?
Good question. I think I'd try and sell it if I knew the answer to that. I think there'd be some people lining up to know. So I'm not too sure. I think I'm fortunate to work with some pretty good coaches in WA and at the Scorchers, and obviously in the Australian team, who there's a lot of collaboration when it comes to wanting to evolve and get better as an athlete in that team. So yeah, I've had a lot of coaches throw me balls and have conversations with me, and you know, Shell's done a lot of that, Motti did a lot of that. I can't really put my finger on it, but I do think that having a good relationship with the people that you work with and trusting them and their judgment helps along the way for sure.
Beth, what's the toughest part of your caper? You've watched the game change so much in the last few years, and you talk about the travel and you're away from home, you're now full-time professionals. What's the toughest part of it all?
I think hopefully we've seen the end of the toughest part in that we, you know, we were in those COVID bubbles for a long time. But I think it's probably, heading forward, it's probably managing all of the games and cricket coming up and making sure that we're as fit as we can be, both mentally and physically. And I think we're at a point now where, as female players, we can't play in all of it. Obviously, we've got the Women's Premier League kicking off in March, and then the Women's 100 that happens in the UK, plus the WBBL. So I think we're heading in a direction where we have to manage ourselves a bit better in terms of our load and what we're making ourselves available for. So I think that will present a number of different challenges, but hopefully we've got the right systems in place here in Australia and for our Australian team to help navigate that and, you know, still grow the global game, but first and foremost be as successful as we can be in the Australian team.
Speaking to Belinda Clark medalist Beth Mooney. Beth, did you enjoy your time filling in behind the stumps, or happy to give the gloves back?
More than happy to give the gloves back, I think, guys. Alisa does an outstanding job and has done for a long time. And, you know, I hope I'm not speaking too much out of turn, but Midge is obviously a bit closer to the end of her career than the start. So I'm looking forward to her being around for as long as possible doing that job, because it's not easy and she's made it look very easy. So, I'm more than happy to throw the gloves back to her and run around the field and pretend I know what I'm doing out there.
Yeah, so Elisa's declared herself good to go for South Africa, which is great. And it is a busy schedule ahead. I mean, we're talking earlier about the blurring of the lines between when seasons start and end, Beth. So you got South Africa, then you're off to England later in the year. So the big tests just keep coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And we thrive off that. We want those challenges and we want those tours, the tough ones especially. So there's things in the calendar that you mark as big ones, and this World Cup in South Africa and the Ashes in England are certainly big ones for this calendar year. So really looking forward to it. I think it's exciting and hopefully I can hang around a bit longer and play a small part in the success of our team.
Beth, one of the things that always used to be fun when you were travelling around with the cricket team is staying in contact with the Aussies that were, you know, possibly in the same country, for example, Wimbledon and things like that, or golfing or surfing or those sort of things. Do you guys get the opportunity to mix a bit when there's other sporting action in countries you're in?
Not in the last couple of years, obviously, but we try to mix where we can if something crosses over, but obviously, when we're away, we're on a pretty tight schedule with our games and travel and things like that. So perhaps we don't do as much of it as we should, and we should reach out a little bit more. But hopefully we see a little bit more of that crossover in the next few years.
And what's the relationship like? Obviously, you came together last night, but your relationship with the men's team like, Beth? I mean, is there an ongoing relationship? Do you cross paths at all? Do you stay in touch? Do you follow them? Do they follow you? How does that all work, that sort of chemistry?
Yeah, it's all very nice when we catch up with them. I think both teams haven't been in the same building for an extended period of time in recent years. So last night certainly was a good opportunity to pick their brains and make sure they're feeling all right about their Indian tour. But there's a lot of respect between our teams. Obviously, they've had a fair bit of success in recent times as well. So there's absolutely things we can learn off the way they go about it just as much as they can learn off us. So, their relationship is pretty strong and we're all heading towards the same goals, and that's making Australian cricket the best product that we can. So,
fantastic, Beth. Well done last night once again. Second time you've taken the Belinda Clark medal home, and congratulations also for the ODI Player of the Year award. Thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck with South Africa and England beyond that.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.